critical ministry is born out of food crises in the Horn of Africa. A massive cold wave wallops Bolivia, and backpacks will carry the hope of the gospel to kids in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The president of Somalia has declared famine in his country as the drought of 2011 ravages Somalia, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Uganda, and it's getting worse. Reports suggest up to 11 million people are already affected by the lack of food and water. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says
over 750,000 people already have had to flee from their homes and are now living in refugee camps. Because they've had no other choice. If they had stayed in their homes, they would have died.
Their partners are responding with food and water. MTI teams will be helping with medical needs. Van der Zalm says it's more than helping physically, though.
This truly is an opportunity to show people that God loves them, and sometimes the needs of their hearts cannot only be met by physical assistance. But truly what they need is to turn their hearts and lives to Christ.
$35 provides medicine for a whole family. Medical volunteers are also needed. Find out more at our website. Meanwhile, bursting refugee camps in Mozambique are pleading for more aid. The drought crisis, war, and persecution in Somalia and Ethiopia have many fleeing in boats across the northern Mozambique border with nothing but the clothes on their backs. Food for the Hungry is bringing aid with the gospel to both the lost and the suffering church there. They're clearing an area in Palma to set up a camp and kitchen area for overflow refugees. You can go to our website for the full story. You're listening to Mission Network News. While the United States Midwest cooks under a heat wave, the polar opposite is happening in South America. In Bolivia, the area along the southeast border with Chile has been declared a disaster area due to the heaviest snowfall in two decades. There were thousands stranded by the storm. The good news is, while there are several compassion-assisted child development centers in the affected region, none were closed by the snowstorm. Keep praying for the team as they respond in the name of Christ. Meanwhile, in India, a child born in the slums can typically look forward to a lifetime of hardship and despair. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
The vast majority of those children are the poorest of the poor. Their families earn less than $1.25 a day, and 40% of them are malnourished.
They're also among the most vulnerable population.
Poor children, as well as their families, are considered commodities. So that's why you have the trafficking.
Mission India injects the gospel through the support and training of local church volunteers. That people investment also makes it less likely traffickers will pray there.
We have a formal training program for them. We provide them with less materials, with some games and sports equipment, everything that they would need to minister to 40 children in their community.
There's an added benefit to working with the kids first.
They're the best evangelists in the world, and literally thousands of their parents are coming to Christ each year.
And the gospel will be carried down to Haiti with donated backpacks for kids. Orphan Outreach is launching their mission backpack from now through the beginning of August. Drives for donated backpacks are being held in Texas and Florida. We asked Amy Norton with Orphan Outreach why getting backpacks, of all things, to kids in Haiti is so important.
We have found in all of our work internationally that children have to have a backpack to go to school, just like they do here, and they need school supplies to be able to put in it. It just, so many countries, if they do not have a backpack, they can't go to school.
Backpacks will come with school supplies, hygiene kits, Bibles, and stuffed bears. As the team hands out the backpacks to kids, they'll be ministering God's love.
All of their ministry is done with an evangelical focus, as well as, you know, humanitarian aid and assistance. So the gospel message is definitely shared with each backpack that's delivered to these children.
Backpacks can be donated through online purchases. You can call a resource line to learn more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN celebrating our 20th anniversary. To help us celebrate, Orphan Outreach is giving away a free mission trip to Guatemala this fall. Just go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the link, and fill out the information completely. If we draw your name on July 29th, you're the winner. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.